Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin. Now, Rob, I think that our listeners are in for a real treat because watching you today, you've got a real sparkle in your eye and a spring in your step.
Yes.
And I think it's got something to do with World Series baseball.
Well, as you know, I've been in America recently and I went to Boston, the Green Monster, and I saw LA play when they were in Sydney 4 years ago, so they're two teams close to my heart. And, yes, I was looking forward to this series more so than I have for a couple of years.
So the two teams that played, LA Dodgers.
Yes.
Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Correct.
Did it give me points for that?
2 points.
Now, I'm imagining names. The Red Sox obviously wear red socks.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm not sure what the Dodgers are. Well, like, where's that name come from?
Well, originally LA came from Brooklyn.
Which is nowhere near LA.
No, it's the other side of the country. And they originally started out as like the Brooklyn Robins and other names like that. And then someone said, oh, we have to dodge the trams to get to the game, so they became the Dodgers.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
The Brooklyn Dodgers.
And that then became the LA Dodgers.
Yes, in 1957, the Brooklyn Dodgers went to LA, Los Angeles, and the New York Giants went to San Francisco, became the San Francisco Giants, so they introduced Major League Baseball over there on the West Coast.
And am I right about the Red Sox?
Yes.
Wear Red Sox. Have they always been Red Sox?
No. When they first came into the American League in 1901, they had names like the Pilgrims, but they soon changed to the Red Sox within 10 years of them
and
beginning.
And they've been Red Sox for a long time.
Yes.
So who's had, like, in baseball, apart from this World Series, just another question for my interest, who's had their name for the longest period of time?
Well, I suppose St. Louis Cardinals would be up there. The Braves would as well, although they've changed cities twice. They were the Boston Braves, and then they were the Milwaukee Braves, and now they're the Atlanta Braves. The A's were in Philadelphia, and now they're Oakland. So there are some long-standing names among the clubs, for sure.
So what happened? Who won? How did the series go? Tell us about it.
Okay, well, the first two games were played in Boston, and the Red Sox won both those games, 8-4 and 4-2. But, you know, LA were in the games, but Boston just got the big hits at the right time to win them. Then it went had a day off and went to LA. LA won game 3, 3-2 in 18 innings, which we'll talk about shortly.
18.
And then game 4 and 5 were also played in LA. And Boston won both of those games 9-6 after it was 4 the completion of 8 innings, and they got 5 last-inning runs. And game 5, they won 5-1, and every run scored from home runs. So it was a big-hitting series. There was 14 home runs hit, including Max Muncy, who had a walk-off home run in the 18th inning for LA's only win.
So hang on. 18 innings. Now, my understanding, again, don't know a lot about baseball, but from what I understand, 9 innings is a normal game.
Correct.
So they played... Basically, they doubled that. They played two games.
Yes.
In one.
Yes. In baseball, if it's tied after the regulation 9 innings, they go to a result. So, and as it turned out in this game, Los Angeles, they hit a home run. Chuck Pendleton hit a home run in the 3rd innings, and it looked like LA had the game won until in the top of the 8th, Jackie Bradley from Boston hit a home run to make it 1-1. And that was the score after 9, so it went to 10. Still tied, nil, 11, 12, still no one scored, so it's still 1-1. Get to the top of the 13th inning, and Boston actually hit the front. They scored a run, which was really funny, because Nunex got an infield hit, and there was a runner on base, and then the throw to first base went past the first baseman, and the run scored, which gave Boston a 2-1 lead. Unbelievably, in the bottom of the 13th, again with two out, one runner on base. Yasiel Puig hit an infield ball to second base, and the second baseman tried to twist around the third, and he went a bit off. He ran it out, and the run came home after the errant throw to make it 2-0 and force even extra innings. And it still remained tied until the bottom of the 18th when Muncy came up to bat. He was a leadoff batter. He got a full count on him. He blasted the ball over centre field, walk-off home run, LA won.
A walk-off home run, so you hit your home run.
End of game.
That's it. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it was just one of the most fantastic games ever. Both teams used 9 pitchers in the game, which is almost a full staff. Most teams have about 10 pitchers on their staff, so they used just about every man they could. And there was a lot of records. I mean, 18 innings is a record because they've had 14 innings 3 times in a World Series game. The first time was in 1916, funny enough, between Boston and Brooklyn, who... And the game lasted 7 hours and 20 minutes, which is the longest World Series game.
That is a lot of hot dogs and beer, I imagine, too.
Well, if you're not drunk after that game, you never will be.
There's no breaks. There's like, you know, like sometimes you see tennis go for a long time, but they have a bit of a break. What are they doing baseball? Let's keep going.
Keep going. They change innings. So obviously, when you're batting, you can sit down and have a bit of a rest, but yeah, it just keep on going. There was a total of 561 pitches thrown, which is a record. 46 players used, 118 at-bats, and 34 strikeouts, all World Series game records, all in the one game. It was amazing.
Big game.
It was fantastic. It was just one of those games where you're just riveted. And like I spoke to a friend of mine that actually sat down and started watching the game, and he was determined to watch the whole game. And he said to me, I could almost say that was a wasted day, but he said he enjoyed it so much, he'd do it again.
So what time do they what time do they play baseball? So that must have gone. Did they go well into the night or morning?
Yep. Well, it started 10:39 a.m. our time, which I believe would be about 7:09 their time, somewhere around there. So obviously the game went to like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So that's incredible.
That is incredible.
You'll probably never get a game like that again because it's if you do, it'll probably take another 100 years.
So it's a big record, 18 innings, and the others were 14. So that, and all those records you mentioned. What any other highlights? I mean, obviously Boston won the World Series. What are the other big highlights from the series itself?
Well, I suppose you love the everyman sort of stories, and for Boston there was a guy called Steve Pierce. He was traded to Boston mid-season. He was just one of those guys that would fill in here and fill in there. He wasn't a regular player, and he really unleashed in the last two games. In the last game, he hit 2 home runs for 3 runs batted in, and he hit a home run and got a crucial hit in game 4. So just on the back of that batting for the last two games, which basically won the game for Boston, plus he did some other good work earlier in the series, he got the MVP, Most Valuable Player of the Series.
And that will make a big difference to him for the rest of his career.
Oh, he'll never forget it.
And I imagine these pitchers, you said 9?
Yep.
9 pitchers in the 18 innings game?
Yes.
How often would those guys actually get a chance to pitch? I mean, do they rotate their pitchers on a regular basis or do they stick with just a couple?
Well, pitching's a little bit different. Back in the 70s, 60s and earlier, pitchers were expected to throw the whole 9 innings. And then they started having relievers and middle relievers. So quite often you'll get 3 or 4 pitchers in a game. When I went to America, I did see a game where the pitcher went the whole 9 innings, and that was the first complete game by a pitcher for Chicago for the whole season.
Okay.
So it doesn't happen very often where the pitcher lasts the whole 9 innings. But it's really interesting in this game because obviously they weren't expecting it to go 18 innings. And like for instance, for Boston, the starter went off in the 5th innings after pitching 4.2 innings, and then the next guy came in for 3rd, the next guy for an innings, the next couple after that for an innings, and the next guy for 2/3, then the next guy for 1 1/3, then the next guy for 1. So that's 12 innings, and they've only got 2 pitchers left. So they brought in this guy called Evaldi, and he pitched the last 6 innings, and he pitched really well, but he took the loss because he gave up that home run.
I was going to say that the pitchers obviously did a good job because there were not a lot of runs scored.
No. And part of the reason they changed the pitchers is to put them off balance because obviously players get tired as the game sort of progresses, and especially 18 innings, 7 hours. I mean, it's just sort of unbelievable what these guys do. LA actually had Buehler start for them, and he went 7 innings. So they got a good start, and then they used guys for 2 innings here, 2 innings there. and then they struggled. They were, you know, they were getting guys for one innings here, one innings there. So at the end of the day, it was just one of those games that you've never heard of before and you'll probably never see again.
Has there been anything like that outside of the World Series?
Well,
I mean, we baseball's played all around the world, so...
What about...
Is this the record just for the World Series, or is this like
baseball? It's a record for the World Series. I remember there was a minor league game, Triple A, back in about 1981 or something, between Boston Red Sox and I think it was might have been the Baltimore Orioles minor league teams. I think one was called Rochester, and they had some future good players on their team. And there's a book about the game, which goes for 33 or 34 innings or something ridiculous like that. And that was just incredible. In South Australia, there's only been one game that would match the 18-inning game, and that was a grand final played in 1972 between Goodwood and Port Adelaide, which went for 19 innings.
And so one inning more.
Yeah, and both teams scored two runs in the first innings, and then no one scored again until the bottom of the 19th when Kevin Gravex had a two-run home run with two out to win the game. 4-2 for Port Adelaide, which was Port Adelaide's sixth consecutive premiership.
Wow.
And interestingly enough, Neil Page pitched for Goodwood. He pitched a whole 18.2 innings. He gave up nine hits, and he struck out 21 batters. Port Adelaide used two pitchers. Wayne Durbridge went 10 innings, and David Mundy went nine. Just incredible that, you know, the teams hardly made any changes, and they just sort of kept on going. And funny enough, I have an interest in this game as a baseball historian, and I'm sort of doing a bit of research, interviewing a few of the guys, and I spoke to Neil Page, who now lives overseas in Taiwan, and I've been asking him a few questions about the game, and funny enough, just a week or so ago, and he sent me a message after the game, the 18-inning game, and says, does that remind you of anything?
And some good memories.
Yeah, and well, not for him. He lost. He gave up the home run, but
after he said he pitched the whole 19 innings.
Yeah, just that's incredible. I just can't imagine. Well, no one can do it nowadays because they've got a new rule that you can only pitch 105 pitches and you have to come out. So in one game,
and you come out, you're done.
Yep.
You can't go back in.
Nope. Oh, well, you can play another position, but you can't pitch. Not for at least 3 days. So you'll never see any effort like that again. It was just an iron man of baseball in South Australia.
Definitely.
And in that team, of course, they had numerous players that won the Caps medal as the best player and the Helms Award for the best player in the National Series. And it was just a really fantastic game because of the people that played. Gravex, Mundy, Neil Page and others were all guys that represented Australia.
Well, it's really, you really know your baseball history, don't you, Rob?
Well, I should, shouldn't I? Anyway, so that ends another fantastic year of American baseball. And, of course, we have the local baseball here. And I'm looking forward to when the Bite plays up at West Beach coming up and see a team from New Zealand and a team from Korea this year.
I might actually get along and have a look at baseball. You can invite me, take me along, get me a free ticket, something like that.
You're invited. Well, thank you very much for listening to another Carlin Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.